The gospel reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 55.
Let us stand for the reading of the gospel.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant in Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever."
You may be seated. This is the word of God for we, the people of God. Let us say thanks be to God. How many of you had a good weekend? Wonderful, wonderful. A lot of excitement. My daughter, Eliana, had her third birthday on the 18th, which was also a day I was anticipating. I'm a big geek. And Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Episode 7 came out. How many of you went to see the new movie? Well, there was a lot of anticipation, a lot of expectation coming into this new movie. Was it going to bomb like the prequels, or was it going to capture that magic in a bottle that was Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, back in 1977? Well, I saw the glimpses of the reviews, and I was getting ready to see the movie, and all I kept hearing was, J.J. Abrams did it. He brought back Star Wars. And I was struck this morning when I was preparing again for the sermon at Mary's song of praise. The church calls it the Magnificat, which is Latin for magnify. My soul magnifies or glorifies or praises the Lord. She says, "With all my heart I glorify the Lord in the depths of who I am." See, we've been learning as a church what it means to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. With all that we are, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen? Amen? And here is Mary, pregnant with Jesus, who's not even big enough to be a fetus yet at this point. And she says, "With all my heart, I glorify God. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God, my Savior." And what I love about her song is she says everything in the past tense, or almost like a perfect tense. She says, "He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant, because the Mighty One has done great things for me." The baby's not even born yet, and she says, "He's done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone, from one generation to the next, who honor him as God." Here in verse 51, "He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled down the powerful and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy." And in verse 55, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants forever. See, Luke, in his gospel, is all about how Jesus is the fulfillment of all of our hopes and dreams, the culmination of all the promises that God has made to Israel through millennia. And after 400 years of silence, the wait was over. God has come and sent his only son to be our Savior King, born to a Virgin Mary as a humble baby. And what also struck me from this passage that I think applies to all of us in our lives is that we can learn a lesson from the sequence that happens with Elizabeth, who's pregnant with the elder cousin of Jesus, John the Baptist, the forerunner to the Messiah, the voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his paths. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit with fire." And it says, go back to verse 41. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting. So once she heard Mary's greeting, and it wasn't just Mary's greeting, it was the presence of God in Mary greeting her. It was the embodiment of the Holy Spirit growing within her, in her womb. Just like when this morning I said, the Spirit of Jesus welcomes the Spirit of Christ in you. The Holy Spirit welcomes you and welcomes the indwelling Holy Spirit within you, my Christian brothers and sisters. And if you're not a Christian, I assure you that God loves you and that Jesus came to save all of us, especially you, to give you hope and a future, to bring you hope, love, joy, and peace, to be the fulfillment of all your hopes and dreams and your expectations, to give you new life. See, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the next thing happened instantly. The child leaped in her womb with joy. All her hopes, all her dreams were encompassed in her son. Because she also was barren like Mary. Or Mary was a virgin, but Elizabeth was barren like Sarah. Everyone had lost hope that she would be a mother, and yet God saw her and made her a mother. And the child leaped in her womb, and then what happens? Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She was filled with the love and joy of God. She knew in that moment that God loved her and heard her prayer and would fulfill everything just as he had promised. And so with a loud voice, she blurts out. She can't contain herself. God has blessed you above all women, and he has blessed the child you carry. Why do I have this honor that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Happy or blessed is she who believed. Blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promises he made to her. So my prayer for us on our last Sunday of Advent, as we are 5 days from Christmas Day, 4 days from when we remember and celebrate the Nativity again at 9 p.m. at our Christmas Eve service this Thursday. May we experience the greeting of the Holy Spirit in one another. And that the new life that Christ is bringing, indwelling in us, would greet one another and greet our neighbors and greet our loved ones this week. And may others in their soul jump for joy in our presence. And may we celebrate with them. And may we pray that others, when we greet them this week, might be filled with the love of God in the Holy Spirit. And that Jesus would tabernacle and make his home in their hearts along with ours. Let us pray. Kind, gracious Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you hallowed life and that even a newly conceived child can leap for joy in the womb. Thank you, Lord, that our unborn children, and as they're growing in the womb, can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And may we receive your greeting. May our souls leap for joy. And may we, as the church, be filled with your Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, greet you today. And may your soul leap with joy and sing from your heart into your lives, so that you, as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, may greet others and they would leap for joy and be filled with the Holy Spirit too this Christmas season. Amen.